And the truth of the matter is, the industry does not crave a female sound.
Yeah, Dad, you made me painfully aware of that my whole life.
Not being sexist, that's just the truth.
Okay.
And this whole voice-cracking problem you've grown into isn't doing any favors either. But here's what I'm trying to say, sweetheart, okay? You should stick with the accents. I mean, that's your thing. That's what you're good at. What was that great, that Russian Star Wars thing you used to do as a kid?
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. But, Dad, can we...
No, no, what was it?
It was... don't make me do it right now.
Come on.
I don't want to do it right now.
Please, let me hear it.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
I just love that. It's so random.
Hey, everybody. It's Bina 007 back with a 10-minute spoiler-free movie review of Lake Bell's brilliantly funny Inner World, which is set in Hollywood and a community of voiceover artists who do those really cheesy trailer voices. In a time of fear, came a hero who would save the world. You know the kind of thing I'm talking about. And typically, as we all know, those trailers are voiced over by old men with gravelly, impressive, sonorous voices. So Lake Bell has written, starred in, and directed this movie about a young woman called Carol Solomon, who decides that she wants to break into this world, much to the general scorn of everybody in the industry, including her own father, Sam Soto, who's kind of like the king of the industry of voiceover. And the other strands of the movie involves seeing Carol try to navigate her life. I mean, the movie opens with a sort of HBO Girls scenario in which Carol's kicked out of her father's house because he's moving in his absurdly young new wife. Carol's kind of just forced out into the world. She doesn't have a house. She doesn't have a steady job at any rate. And she moves in with her sister and her husband. And so there's a lot of comedy to be gained about her observing that relationship, exploring cliches of Hollywood, you know, the older man with the younger wife. And also in seeing the rivalry between her father and the rising star of voiceover, Gustav Warner, who's played by Ken Marino. So hilarious. This really sort of big-headed, arrogant, super sleazy guy that Carol's going to be vying with to voice over the next big new Hollywood movie, which is kind of a spoof on Hunger Games. And part of what this movie is exploring is that the film that they're voicing over is, of course, about a feisty young female. But is Hollywood going to allow a feisty young female to do the voiceover? I saw Inner World back in March because it played the Sundance Film Festival London. And it's really stuck with me. I think it remains one of the funniest films I've seen this year. But what I love about the film is more than just the really hilarious one-liners and the impressions and the satire on Hollywood, is that it does what all good movies should do. It creates this very fully realized, fascinating world that we didn't know existed before. I mean, even me, very obsessed with movies, it's kind of this very niche part of Hollywood, and it just brings it to life, and it's full of these very engaging, very real characters. I mean, they're very stylized. You've got, you know, the father, the machismo, old guy with a younger girlfriend, but still, they're very fully realized and believable, and the relationships have authenticity. So whether or not you're in this heightened satirical world, we've all had moments where in our young 20s, or in her case slightly older, you're battling for personal space, dealing with their new relationships, trying to break into a new industry, and the kind of the doubt and the fear and the trying to sum up the courage to back yourself. I think that's going to be very familiar to anyone who's been through that early stage of their career. I also think that what Lake Bell does is create a romantic comedy, sort of meet cute, will they, won't they get together scenario that is, in some senses, it's quite cliched. I mean, we know where it's going to go. So basically, Lake Bell, in her character Carol, dates some very unsuitable guys, all the while ignoring the guy in the studio who really fancies her, who we all know would be perfect, this little hipster couple of cuteness. But she injects something very real about that relationship. It feels very casual, very unforced. They have this wonderful sort of meet-cute montage date scene that is very kind of intimate and warm-toned, and far better than a lot of other movies that we see. And I have to say, I would really praise in that respect the director of cinematography, Seamus Tierney, who I think recently photographed Liberal Arts, which is a far less successful take on that sort of 20-something coming-of-age drama. But really, this movie, I mean, it does have some politics. It does, of course, tackle misogyny in Hollywood. It does tackle I think, really incisively the problem of young girls, particularly in America, who infantilize their voice to seem cute, but basically fatally undermine their authority in the workplace. So it does have this kind of this air of intelligence and profundity to it. But what ultimately I love about In a World is that Lake Bell as a writer always makes the comedy come first. In other words, she never sacrifices a good laugh for ponderous, earnest meaning. And it's comedy of all types. We have brilliant, as you would expect, witty one-liners, fantastic impressions. I mean, I played you Lake Bell's Russian Obi-Wan impression at the front, which is hilarious. There's this scene where Carol's brother-in-law is deadpanning that he's put a diaphragm in, which is hilarious. But there's also a lot of little moments of physical comedy, which are really superb. And the particular one I'd like to point out is there's a scene where Carol's kind of extricating herself from her lover the morning after the night before. That involves kind of like untangling herself with her lingerie, which is, you know, the waking up the morning after the night before is not something that we don't see in cinema a lot, but it's just so brilliantly done. It's so hilarious, all without any dialogue, that I really loved it. So that's just a quick roundup. Lake Bell, absolutely a force to watch. She has crafted a romantic comedy that has serious intelligence to it, that is incredibly memorable, takes us into a world we've never seen before, and just makes us laugh consistently out loud throughout the pace of the movie. So definitely one to watch, perfect date night movie, and you've got to try and seek it out. If you've seen In a World and agree or disagree with my take, please leave a message on the blog at beena007.com. Otherwise, I'll see you after the music. Well, I'll say goodbye. Where does it go from here? Is it down to the lake? In a World has a running time of 90 minutes of pure laughter. It played Sundance 2013, where Lake Bell won the Waldo Salt Screenwriting Award, very commendably so, and it also played Sundance London earlier this year. It was released earlier this year in the US and Canada, very limited, I understand, and is currently on release in the UK and Ireland. The music from this podcast, the wonderful Haircut 100 with Love Plus One, probably the most legendary lyric of any early 80s classic. Where do we go from here? Is it down to the lake, I fear? Excellent.